The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to April 1996.
The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers.
It's unrehearsed, Eric.
I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we
have... You weren't here for the rehearsal.
The cream of the panel. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
It's a pleasure to be back here after all this absence, doing meaningless business in other places.
It's about time.
I mean, it's a pleasure to be here.
Good.
As always.
And on his right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Kathy Bush.
Hi, Edwin. I'm still doing meaningless business, but don't get to travel like George to
That's
do so.
That's right.
So.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, later.
Send some Cajun food.
Later. Okay.
And that voice, the envious voice.
The voice of envy.
Yeah, from the History Department as well, Professor Greg Sumner.
Kathy, didn't I see you from Girlstown?
Yeah, that's me. I was the one with the third statue over, remember?
You got
remember?
Your sweater sleeves rolled
mm-hmm.
up.
That's right.
You're going to hit me?
I'm coming in. I'm going to do the nun thing.
Most of the questions you hear on this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stop the panel, you receive the winner's package, which we still are working on. So don't send hate mail yet. You know, you'll get one eventually. And if you don't stump the panel, then you don't get the winner's package. You get the other package.
Right.
We're working on that one, too. It takes a while around here, so
it's worth the wait.
Yeah. Well, we have a set of questions from Moira Cordell and Dan Maggio. Yeah. We started this last time.
Oh, the animal bits, right?
Oh, dear.
That's right. What are groupings of animals called? Anyway, they want to know, what is a gathering or conglomeration, whatever you want to call it, of chickens called?
Coop.
No.
A flock? A herd of chickens.
A herd. I like that.
It's a herd of chickens.
Is it a herd?
I don't know.
No, it's not
mess.
A herd.
Really, that's mess of smell.
Basket?
No.
I'm thinking
no.
A bucket,
chicken
I was going to say.
What kind of noise do chickens make?
Meso.
Cluck?
A meso chicken.
meso chicken.
Gobble.
A peep.
A peep
a
of
peep.
Chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
That's what
peep,
it says
peep.
Here.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, this is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and people are on the floor screaming, peep, peep. No, I don't believe that that's what they're throwing on chicken lip futures or whatever.
Ooh, chicken lips.
Fish.
School.
That's right. Uh-huh. A rhinoceros. Rhinoceroses. Rhinoceroi or whatever the plural.
Ooh, look at that big, massive rhinoceros. Be my scream. I don't know.
A horn.
No. This is something that can happen to a car that you don't want to have happen to a
car.
A
star.
No.
A thrown
a
piston.
A break-in.
No, not, this is not, this is not
car
internal.
Car jack.
Yeah, really? It's
well,
not
you're getting
jet.
There.
Only, a skid.
Well, what
theft?
Results from a skid?
A crash.
A crash!
A
there
crash?
You go.
George.
There you
Mad
go.
Mad Hunter, were you a Hemingway-like character?
Peacocks.
Yes,
peacocks.
Pride.
Well, it's like pride.
Bride.
No. Think of...
Slide.
When something is very showy.
A show-off.
A go-go girl. A...
Ostentation.
No!
Ostentation.
Oh, that's
peacocks?
Wonderful. An ostentation of peacocks.
Wow.
Just like that.
Whoa!
You can use that. This is news
yes,
you can
this
use.
Is, yes, this
mm-hmm.
is,
okay. Ravens.
Nevermore.
Ravens,
huh? Maw of ravens.
Oh, I like that. That's a,
that's nice. I like
it
that.
Be
nice.
That's
I would go for that.
That's
I
right.
Would too,
we'll take that answer.
The real answer is an unkindness of ravens.
Oh, I think
an unkindness. No,
that's,
I think that's pretty judgmental. If you ask
Thank
me.
You.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Try
yeah.
that in California.
You're right.
Yeah.
Caterpillars.
Cocoon.
Yeah.
No. No.
A
that's
casket
how they
of
come.
Them. Yeah.
It's a military term.
Casket.
Italian. A company.
Well,
regiment.
Not, what's bigger
Platoon.
Than a company?
Well, a battalion.
What's bigger than a battalion? What are all these things a part of?
An army.
Yes.
An army of cocoons?
Mm-hmm. Hey, all right. Just take it.
Sparrows.
sparrows.
Oh, a singularity.
Oh, I like that. I wish it were the right answer.
Me too.
What's the what goes with a guest?
Host.
Yes,
a
the
host
of sparrows.
Usually, the host leaves first.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Puppies.
A litter.
That's right.
Okay.
Lapwings.
Your dad would kill you.
They're really
what?
Lapwings.
What is it?
I don't know. Don't ask me what a lapwing is.
A lapwing? Oh,
sounds like something to have at the drive-up window.
I cannot talk about such things. My blushes. No. You gentlemen will have to answer.
A pocket of lapwings.
Really?
No. No, it is.
An order. Give me an order of lapwings.
Oh, that's good. No, lapwings, let's see. It is.
Lapwings? Is it a bird or what?
Man, it's
a creepy crawly.
It is untruthful.
Liar.
Liars practice this.
Deceit.
Yes. Deceit. A deceit of lapwings.
Okay, but again, what is a
I got
lap
the
thing?
Lapwings
wing ding thing. They're like flying bagels? Oh.
They're like flying bagels. Our producer is trying to tell us something.
Yeah, really.
As usual.
He's trying to tell us.
But he's
what
trying
a lap
it in Latin,
is.
Carpe diem.
Oh, there's a
dictionary.
Dictionary.
Oh,
how
right
do you spell lapwings? Is it just
lapwings? Okay. One word.
All right.
Well, I thought it might be like lepulula or something.
Locusts.
Okay. Locusts?
Swarm.
Not swarm.
It is.
Oh, it
too.
Is too. In the Bible, it was.
Cloud.
What were they in the Bible?
A cloud? A
pestilence.
Locusts?
They were not a pestilence.
Plague.
Yeah.
Whoa. Don't make me remember my Bible on Thursday, okay?
Lapwing. And apes.
Apes?
A planet. A planet of apes.
It's an old world crested plover. Plover.
Plover.
Oh.
Yeah,
plover.
Oh, yeah.
Plover.
Yes. Well,
like plover's
didn't
eggs.
Know.
Yeah. Yeah, I better go home and reread Bride's Head tonight.
Apes.
Apes.
A family.
Apes.
I babysat for some. I
well,
know I did.
Well, that's the Catholic answer.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go watch those ape kids down at the end of the street.
This is very clever.
Oh, God. It would have to be.
Another word for cleverness.
Oh.
For clever.
Cleverness.
Not really cleverness.
Oh.
Bright. Wit.
Well, not even that.
Smart.
Canny. No.
Cagey.
Cunning, conniving. Is it in the evil sense or in a good sense?
It's going to come out a noun, though. Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I'm going to have to give this.
Yeah.
Shrewdness.
A shrewdness?
A shrewdness.
Of apes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are they
I wonder
getting
who
these?
Did these. Yeah.
Dan and Moira.
Dan and Moira.
You're fired.
What are they smoking
both
down
of
there
you.
In the basement?
Is turkeys
there?
On the list?
Usually
no,
Dan's menthol. So.
You know what?
Yes,
know?
Turkeys is, yeah.
Okay.
From last week.
Because I know what a what a
okay, what?
Group. An administration of turkeys. That's the collective.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to accept that.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
I bet you guys got it
win?
Wrong last year.
Yeah,
last
I'm afraid
week.
They yeah. did.
Well, I just got it wrong.
Yeah, so what? They don't have a job now, so.
That's right. And it'll be forever before they get the winner's package, so, you know, what do we care?
That's right. Just try it again.
Well, we thank Dan and Moira.
Sure we do.
And hope to hear
now
from them again, actually. We
yes,
actually,
we'll give
we really
them
do.
A...
Because our next set of questions comes from, anybody want to guess?
Do, 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 do,
that's
do.
Right. Robert
that's
Del
good.
Valle
where's
of
our,
Troy, Michigan.
Where's our musician
I don't
today?
Know. Kevin's not here today. Our pianist. He sent me an email message.
With music.
With music.
Yes, I know.
It was that piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
If Pete figured it out. He and Dan worked up a musical thing to send to someone else. It's,
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I couldn't hear it. I don't have sound on my computer.
Oh. Yes, you do. Just the ordinary
she
sound.
Goes beep beep.
Yeah, that's it uses
oh.
that.
Toot, toot.
Okay.
It uses
beep,
the beeps. Yeah.
Does it have the
beep,
disco
beep.
Version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the strobe
toot,
lights
toot.
And everything
beep,
else.
Beep.
Yeah. You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor show from 1996. We're pleased to present these special Ask the Professor programs throughout the summer months. And thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic show from 1996.
Okay.
Well, Robert Del Valle.
I just can't type and clap my hands at the same time.
That's the problem. It's quite different. Robert Del Valle of Troy, Michigan is back. And he says, what happened to Mr. Sajak and his piano? Oh, my gosh. How appropriate. We don't know. He was here last week.
Is he around the corner?
He's normally the acme of dependability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. He's probably still in Royal Oak at that restaurant. We saw him there last Friday.
Right.
Anyway, here's a quiz on the life and works of my favorite writer, Graham Greene.
I just had a little coffee cake stuck.
No, I'm not going to be good on this. I wish Hugh was here. Yeah. Can we wait till next week for this?
Sure. No, we have no questions.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, let's do Graham Greene. Just as I requested.
See, as I kept stressing last week to our radio audience out there, please send us questions.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We are at the point of being questionless.
All right, come on, Alan, send us some
clueless
questions.
Clueless, even.
Clueless, yes.
Elliot, where are you?
All of those.
That's right.
Where's Bertie Bates?
Yes.
Oh,
when we need her.
Question.
Well, I don't think we're carrying Niowa anymore. That's the trouble.
Oh, there you go.
What's that got to do with
That's true. What's that got
She knows our address.
Yes. Mm. Which one of Greene's novels is set in Haiti?
It's a spy novel, right? Is that
yeah.
that one?
I think it was made into a film with Richard mm-hmm. Burton.
Oh, wait a minute.
Has a strange title
the
given its
American?
Subject matter.
Yeah.
No.
What is that book?
Describes a group that is, you would not think of as being espionage participants. You'd think the more is.
Oh, the Choir Boys.
Well, you're getting there.
The Exorcist Part 2, that was a Burton
No, that
film.
Was that was a great Richard Burton film. Wasn't it?
What was the subtitle of that? Do you remember something like the Gathering or the
oh,
there were birds in it as well.
Oh, it was
and
truly,
bad acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's required.
The Comedians.
Oh.
The Comedians. Yes, that's In what year did Greene enter the Roman Catholic Church?
It's like in the 20s or 30s.
That's right.
Yeah.
27, I'd say.
I know his biography
26.
Is sort of light.
26, okay.
That.
Yeah.
One and of course, given
Farm Street
the news
boys.
That was coming out this summer in London.
This is a very in joke.
Mm. Well, no, I mean, he made his revelations about Graham Greene. He loved to.
Yeah.
He loved to make love to his various mistresses behind the
churches.
Altars of various Italian churches. He thought it was excitingly risky that way.
Yeah.
Blasphemy and sex all together.
Twisted.
Such a daring
yes.
boy.
Which one of Greene's novels is set in Vietnam? Now, this has an American in the title.
The Ugly American?
Not the ugly.
Not the ugly.
Not the other. No, that's Harrington's book on poverty.
The Quiet American.
The Quiet American. Okay. That's it. That's it. How did Greene serve king and country during World War II?
The Nancy Brigades.
Was he a spy?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought.
He was.
In
that hot spot of Sierra Leone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
information. Think about, like, Somerset Maugham, he was a spy during the First World War. He wrote that novel, Ashenden, about
right.
that. But, I mean, they had such comfortable spy lives. It was incredible,
Isn't that
you know?
Amazing? I mean, it's
they
truly,
did.
Truly amazing, yeah.
It's very odd.
Who was Graham Greene's immediate superior in those days? When he was a spy in Sierra Leone.
Richard Burton.
Another writer?
No, another famous spy.
Oh,
Ian Fleming. Or Philby?
Philby.
Is it really?
Philby. Kim Philby, yes.
Dirt.
Yes. True or false? Greene was once sued in court by Shirley Temple.
Yes,
true.
It's true.
That's right.
From a movie review.
That's right.
Yep. I know my Shirley.
That's right. He wrote a bad review of Wee Willie Winkie.
Which is a great film, Graham Greene, stuck-up man. And Victor McLaughlin and Shirley Temple and Cesar Romero playing an Indian prince. I'm sorry, that's entertainment.
What titles did Greene give his two volumes of autobiography? His two volumes of autobiography.
Travels with my aunt or something
no.
like that.
No.
A Sort of Life?
A Sort of Life.
There it is.
That's the first volume.
I know,
right.
That's one I read.
Yeah. And the other one is Ways of Escape.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
Which one of Graham Greene's novels is set in a leper colony?
Damienville. Jeez Louise, eh? The Molokai story.
No. No.
Set in a leper,
colony.
Kind of describes the condition that some academics get into when they've been teaching too long.
Seedy.
Burnout.
Burnout, yes.
Oh, the burned out case.
That's it.
The burned out case.
That's
there it.
It
is. There you Thank go. You. There Thank you, go. Professor Sumner.
Thank you. No problem.
Jump-starting my idle brain.
Sorry.
What were Rumor at Nightfall and the Name of Action?
What were they?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
ABC miniseries.
No, BBC miniseries with Kustark and no.
Richard
and James Mason.
And James Mason.
What do you mean, what were they?
Yeah, what were they?
Were they books?
Yes.
Yes. Were they plays?
They were books.
They were books. They were books.
Were they both the same?
Specifically, they were his second and third novels, which he never allowed to be reprinted because they were commercially and critically failures.
Oh.
Okay.
As
well,
his
it was probably smart not to have him reprinted because no one would flame and buy him. So.
That's right.
Boy, this guy's really bright.
Isn't that shrewd of him?
Yeah.
Who played Harry Lime in the film The Third Man?
Orson Welles.
That's right. Who played Harry Lime in a short-lived TV series based on The Third Man. That's true. It was a terrible series. They turned Harry Lime into a wonderful do-gooder who ran around Europe solving crimes and fighting neo-Nazis.
When was this?
Yeah.
Oh, in the late 50s, early 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gene Barry. I don't know.
Well, good guess. This was a British actor.
Niven.
Terry Thomas.
No.
Yeah, right.
Who was probably best known... he played St. Peter in The Robe, but he was much more known for being the humanoid companion of Gort, Klaatu Barada Nikto fame.
Oh.
The day the earth stood still.
I can see his face. This is so awful.
Michael.
That's right.
What's the initial?
R.
Michael Rennie?
Yes, okay. Michael Rennie.
Whoa.
That's it. Very good.
Damn it, Jim. I'm an actor, not a broadcaster.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Good.
Green's most controversial novel, The Heart of the Matter, ends with the main character, Major Scobie, committing suicide so as not to crucify God further. Who took Green to task for this ending with the observation, "Damning my soul out of a love for God is either a loose poetic expression or a mad blasphemy"?
Muggeridge.
No.
Oh, is it of that
but
ilk?
Right country.
Okay.
Another Catholic
not
author.
Not Chesterton, not Mom.
No.
Was it Somerset Maugham?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's Burgess.
No.
It's not Burgess.
No.
And not Chesterton, not...
What are the initials?
E.W.
Evelyn.
Yes.
Evelyn Waugh.
Yes. Yes.
Evening
How
Walk.
How come when these people turned Catholic, they got even more pompous than you thought
Isn't
was possible?
Isn't it terrible?
Why?
I know.
Yes.
Why they became Catholic.
Oh, no, come on.
Then they'd be different from all their neighbors.
That's about right.
So they could hate one another and Protestants at the same time.
At the same time,
I see.
Exactly.
Okay, now I understand.
On which of his short stories did Green base the screenplay for The Fallen Idol? The Fallen Idol.
Lift High the Roof Beam.
Great choice.
Can I use that?
But it wasn't his short story.
So what?
The trouble is.
Who cares? Good. It sounded very impressive.
Something called The Basement Room. The
Basement Room.
Okay.
It was at Filene's.
That's on Books on Tape, I think.
What? Filene's? Basement
Room?
Who played the whiskey priest and the Mexican police lieutenant in a 1962 television production of The Power and the Glory?
It's two different people, I take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Walter Brennan.
No.
Pat O'Brien.
No.
Adam West.
William Bendix.
A British actor, and he has an American actor here, too. A local-born American actor.
Oh, who's the one that just died?
Who tried to start a theater company here once with his wife. Back in the late 60s, mid to late 60s.
Really?
Soupy Sales.
No.
There's another Detroit-born actor.
Mm. Yeah.
Before Tim Pickering.
Yes.
Did he die in the last year?
He's still alive.
Wow, sorry.
And one of his ex-wives died about a year ago, Colleen Dewhurst.
George C. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Detroit?
From Detroit?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know
Go
that.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He must be from...
His father owned the Excello Sponge Company down in Highland Park.
You're kidding. All right, so George C. Scott played the rummy priest.
Mm-mm.
Oh, he played the...
He played the cop.
The cop, okay.
The priest was played by an English actor.
Oh.
Possibly the most mannered English actor of the 20th century that people worship.
Benny Hill.
No.
Okay, Olivier Gilbert.
Olivier. Yeah.
You're not an Olivier fan?
I despise him.
Overrated?
You despise him, yeah. You say?
I mean, it's just so put on, you don't even recognize it as
bombast
English.
Bombast from the word go and...
Blah, 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 blah. It's supposed to mean, I love you and I want to marry you. Give me a break.
To me, Olivier exemplifies the very meaning of the word ham.
Stuffy. Yeah. Stuffed ham, imagine it.
But I don't know. See, I remember this production.
On television?
Yes. It was made for Playhouse 90 or something like that. And I would swear that the police lieutenant was played by Albert Ryder.
Who is?
I have some image in my mind of the final scene being a close-up of Alfred Ryder's face.
Mm.
I don't know.
Which I would not recognize if it was right
there. True. I mean, Alfred Ryder is a very, competent American actor, but he never reached kind of box office glory or anything like that.
Putting it mildly.
But he never got to my attention, is what he wanted to do.
How did Green alleviate depression during his youth?
Drink.
No, didn't he play Russian roulette?
Exactly.
It was a really strange part of his autobiography. I mean, I remember having to close out that night, now try to go to sleep.
Think about that, I can't
Georgia
even get my mind
me.
To do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I wish he had one of those stickers to warn you.
Which of his books is generally regarded as Green's first Catholic novel?
Oh, wait a minute. Because I always wanted you to read it in school.
Think of a town north of Ann Arbor.
Brighton Rock.
Yes, yeah, Brighton
it.
Rock.
Yes, mm-hmm. I've actually read that one.
Alec Guinness, Maureen O'Hara, Burl Ives, Ernie Kovacs, and Noel Coward. That's the cast. Name the movie, and you'll name the novel on which it was based.
Ernie Kovacs?
Yes. Maureen O'Hara?
Maureen O'Hara. Burl Ives.
I'm not aware of Kovacs.
Noel Coward. Alec
film
Guinness.
Resume.
Is it a drama? I mean, is that possible?
It's a mixture.
Okay.
The Oscar.
Oh, it's Our Man.
In Cuba.
Oh, let's go closer.
A Man in Havana.
Havana.
Okay.
A Man in Havana.
There you go. Okay. I would rather have blood on my hands than water like Pilate is a line from what Green novel?
Ooh.
It's one you've already had very early on in our set of questions.
The Comedian.
Yes.
You're just jamming here, babe.
Well, it's such a funny line.
Now he changes gears. He's off Graham Greene.
Oh, praise Jesus.
All right.
He moves to...
But how did we do on Greene?
You did all right.
All right.
You did fine.
Okay.
You did not fall down on that at all.
Oh, we did not stumble on Greene.
Mm-hmm. Now he wants you to name the authors of the following books. He continues in a literary vein.
Right.
Who wrote Oil for the Lamps of China?
Pearl Buck.
You know, it should be.
It should, yeah.
No, it's...
Madam Chang.
No.
John Steinbeck.
Is it the same guy that did My Years in the Whaling Trade?
No, it's a woman.
Oh. It is, right.
Oh, Alice Tisdale Hobart.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right.
Actually, I've heard of that book,
You have?
I don't know. Maybe because my mother was a librarian.
Oh, right. And she said, we're chucking some of those Alice Hobart books today.
Probably saw it on a return shelf or something.
Yeah.
She's no Faye Resnick. That's the almond pie.
Oh, sure. Here, look why.
The Shira Lee. The Shira Lee.
That's an Australian story.
So it's by
either... No, it is, because
it's either by Sutherland or Bonnie.
That's right.
Right? It's either by Sutherland or Bonning.
Like a Shirley.
Neither one.
No. Okay.
This isn't like Neville Shute or...
No, it's not. But I'm going to give you half for knowing it's Australian. It's by Darcy Nyland.
They made a wonderful film on Masterpiece Theater one time. It was done by the Australian Broadcasting Company of this story of this little girl. And she was just a little rat-faced child. And, of course, it took you 3 minutes to understand what she and the father were saying to one another.
Oh,
Shirley,
It does take a little getting used to.
It really does. You're right. Yeah.
It's a cute little story. It'd
be like the Canadian provinces.
No.
The Cincinnati Kid.
Who wrote it?
Yes.
I know the movie.
Who wrote the book? The Cincinnati Kid.
It was Pete Rose.
Mickey Spillane.
No. No.
Johnny Bench.
No. Sparky Richard Anderson. Jessup.
It's a great
Richard
movie.
Richard Jessup.
Ray Charles does the song. The Cincinnati Kid.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah?
The Mountain Road.
The John Denver story.
Really,
no,
what is
no,
this?
No, no,
no. No, that's shooting from the...
Oh, Edmund line. Hillary.
No.
Okay.
Last name is the is a color.
Blue.
White. White. Okay. First name is the name of a fat American president who...
Taft, William Howard?
No. Oh. The other fat one. Same time period.
Roosevelt, Teddy.
Yes.
Fat.
Theodore White.
Teddy White.
Yes.
What's it
Road.
About? I never heard of it.
I don't either.
What was it about his time in China? Is this the same Teddy White that wrote Writer for Time magazine?
I think so.
He was
the
a
making of the president.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think
China
it is.
Scholar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt wasn't that fat.
No,
no,
he
but he was.
Not he was trim.
He was portly.
Put him in
tennis.
Oh, come on. He would,
he was
just,
an
he would strangle you if you compared him to
this must be very barrel-chested, though.
Yeah.
He's big,
yeah.
That
put him in Taft's
but he was,
league.
He was no. An athlete.
I know, but.
He was a jogger before his time.
He was a fast-eating Roosevelt,
he
though. He loved
moose.
Food.
True.
He ate moose.
He ate moose?
Probably.
In moose jaw?
Right, and he ran on it.
I mean, I haven't, I haven't gotten over from going to a recent funeral, into a funeral home, and having the widow say to me, "My God, what's happened to you? You're huge. You're fat.
Oh,
you
wow.
used to be so thin."
Yeah, and it's bad form to box the widow's ears with
well,
people
it is.
Viewing.
You can't, you can't do that.
Like, come here, behind the big spray of flowers.
I haven't seen you for 10 years, but dang!
Who wrote The Good Companions?
Hugh Hefner.
Now, this is an English writer.
Good Companions.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
J.B. Priestley.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. We're going to stop right here, and we're going to come back next week with Mr. Delvalier's questions.
Right.
In the meantime, to thank the panel, Professor Pickering,
sure.
Professor Bush,
yep.
Professor Sumner.
Enjoyed it.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want. The big thinkers, the dreamers, because those are the people who make things happen. Great things for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. It's not too late.
I don't want to just hope for the cure. I want to discover the cure.
University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit Mercy Real Campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Melissa Samluck. Our technical director is Michael Jason. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin Durant.
Matt Mayo and the Kern panel of Ask the Professor return next week with a special midsummer edition of the show. So please plan to join us.